Beachfront property owners who are holding out for their town to take their land through eminent domain are probably playing with fewer poker chips. The New Jersey Supreme Court ruled protective sand dunes built in front of a beachfront home might take away an owner's ocean view, but those dunes also saved homes from Sandy. Homeowners in these cases are not entitled to a windfall, the justices wrote. In the sandy-ravaged beach town of Manaloking, there are 128 oceanfront properties. All but five are allowing the town to build up its protective sand dunes. Special Town Council Chris Nelson hopes the five holdouts will now reconsider.
I hope that some of the homeowners will look at that as another minus in the column why they should sign the easement.
Governor Christie praised the ruling, saying it means homeowners will not be getting a six-figure payment for the loss of their precious view. That ruling now clears the way for his administration to build dunes along the state's 127-mile coastline, and that, combined with raising foundations, is pretty much the sole flood protection plan on offer. Tim Dillingham with the American Littoral Society, a coastal conservation group, says the state should still figure out how to move some communities away from the coast.
But in those places where we are going to occupy the coast, beach nourishment is the softest approach to trying to protect the communities that are there.
Dune replenishment is expected to cost more than $3.5 billion and will have to be done again and again. The court case now heads back to a lower court. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.